I know ha schalienza. So the father only left over in the diner. Rashbam says that's bo the kisuf, left over a ditch of water with a cover on it, and they rent it out to people to use it. They rent it out to people. So it says aschalienza. Here they're not using any money from the father's property, and the older brothers are the ones that're taking care of it right now. And so it says the profit goes to everybody. Well, it says no. V'hodaino b'mach mas'atzmanu. You don't have to spend any money to rent out the will. It's pure profit. And so it says that the older brothers don't keep it. So it says no. Shani yudaino t'irosso yehudi avida. That has to be watched. You need a watchman to watch it. And if so, if you look at like the Ika Schar is, that you have to watch it. So since even the younger brothers can also watch it, they have Shaykhs to receive part of this Schar. That's the Tira Vidan. Einan Tzricha Noitzi Mishalan Klum, Olov El Lashanay. Like all the older brothers are doing now is just watching it. They don't have to plow it. Well, you have to plow the field, the Ketanim can't plow, so therefore it belongs to the older ones. They are the ones that could do it, the younger ones can't do it. But if it's only a question, you have to watch it, so even the younger ones could watch it, therefore they get a share. Therefore, here goes Lekulam. But in a normal case where the older brothers are the ones that could do it, not the younger ones, and they do it without spending money from the father's property, they receive all the shlach. Only what the Mishnah says, Ru mashnich abo, then they keep it for himself. Rav Safra shavak avua zuzi. Rav Safra shavak, his father left over money for him. Shaklinu, he took the money. Other brisk, he put it into business. Also, Acha, then his brother came to Vubadinik, to cook into Dintero, like you took our father's money, put it into business, you got profit, I want some of that profit. So, they came in front of Tavu Ludino, Kaimid Rova. Omalu, he said back like this. Rav Safra, like your brother of Safra, what happened? The father died. He left over two sons, of Safra and another brother. So Safra took the money and put it into business. Took care of the money. So it's like this. Rav Safra was a governor, rabbi. He was a great man. He was a big Talmid Chacham. He would not stop learning, stop to go into business. So Pshita, the money what he put into business for was for his own sake. Nor is it to say he's working to keep himself learning. So Avad is as if he spoke out to say, what I'm doing now is for myself. He wouldn't take out the time just to do business for his other brother also. So Rashi says, V'choshev le'shvach nechos ha'machma v'chosim, v'yentzvichim torach l'kach, el'liknes limcher. That was the kasha. Teretzid le'shovet gilsa v'tovach achimei, u'kimi shama ru mashnich abo. As if he spoke out to say, listen what my father left over, as if to say, it's all going to be for me. That since he's learning Torah, he wouldn't stop learning, stop for something else. He would only stop like to put this into business, so he should be able to learn more with the money. Then Mishnah says, Isha shashbichas nechos mishbichal yemsa. Isha v'nichsa yasamayi v'detai v'demar kasha. What is the wife doing with Yerusha? The wife gets nothing, the son's Yashin. Or me'amiyamiyo v'isha yereshes. Again, we're talking about a case where the husband married his niece. So then she also yashin the brother. Pshita b'zoi. So pshita to say malacha. Same malacha the kids. The Gemara says, no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, kivun the lav dachle mitchuch. A wife usually doesn't bother, doesn't work on the fields. So maybe afagav the loy pirush kimi the pirush dummy, even though she didn't speak out, it's as if she spoke out, kamash malon, that if the mother goes down to work on the fields, if she does not speak out that the nechosim should be equal, that the profit should be for herself, we say she meant it should be for everybody. Only if she speaks out clearly, then she keeps the profit. But if she doesn't speak out, then it goes equal to everybody. But in the moment she speaks out, Pshita, of course, if she speaks out, why not? Mother, Tema, what I thought to say, Kivon, the Shvicha Lo, Milsa, the Amri, Kotocha, Kami Yasmi, Achulu Yochlo, Kamash Malon. That since she's working and she's working for the assignment, even though she spoke out, maybe she means to be moichel to them. Kamash will know that if she speaks out, she really means it, that she wants it for herself. And Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hamasi Isha Lebnai Godol, Babayis, if you marry off your son in a house, Kono, you mean to give him over this house. So that's Hilchos of Leitaima. If you marry off your son in a house, you automatically give your son the house. Fadafka, they're only your oldest son. Fadafka, Basula, is marrying Absula. Fadafka, Ishta Rishon, Adafka's first wife. Fadafka, Shasiya Rishon, the first one that she's... V'davka she'si rishon. What?
Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah. He was married first. I mean, even with the oldest son, he had to be the first one married. Sometimes the youngest son can help him get married first. It means he was married first also.
Pshita yachad loy over bayis valiya. If the father said it so like the son that is marrying off a house and the upstairs, so bayis kon aliyah lo krona. Father Yiki meant to give him a place to live in the house itself, and he did not mean to give them the aliyah they did not have. What about bayis v'achsagr? Let's say the father set aside the house and the porch outside. Now what's the locho? Or else shnei batim zelif nemizir. You have two houses, two apartments, one inside the other. Teiko, that's a teiko. The father set aside both. Did he really mean to give both to them or not? As like Rishbam says, Shnei Batim is in Tins Lord, if you want to tell me that Bayas Ve'asadra Kono, Haimu Mishum Ve'asadra Mishum Ve'abayas, like the porches for the house. Ava Shnei Batim, maybe no, that's more about the teiko. Neitzvei Avakasha. It says, Yachid Loi Oviv, Bayas Ukli, the father set aside a house with furniture inside it. For a son, so it says, basically, your bias or kli. So basically, bias corner. Yachle over bias or kli bias. The father says for the house with the kli bias, with the furniture also. So locher is kli bias corner, that the son is kind of the furniture, but the bias like corner, the house itself is not kind of. The question is why? Like the furniture in the house is one thing, so why don't we say the father gave the house also to the son? We're talking about that the father has a warehouse there in the house, he stores things there. So since the father like uses the house, here for sure the father does not mean to give it over to his son. They say, even if the father only has his pigeons there in the house, but still is using it for some purpose, that the swear does not mean to give it over to your son. Rabbi Yehuda, the Pop Amri, they say, Afilu atitza dahasna. Even if he has a dish of fish, some fish there. Rashi kli moe dogim, matugim b'shemen. He has a kli full of fish that's soaking in oil. Also, it's called he's storing something there. He still wants the apartment. Here he does not mean to be making the apartment to his son. So Moshe says, Mazutra ansebele brei. Mazutra married off his son, and like he didn't want to give him over the house that he married him off in, so therefore, v'tolalei sandalei, he hung up his shoes there. So if to say, he's still using this apartment. Rav Ashi also, nasfil abrei, married off his son, v'tolalei ashisha demashcha, he hung up there a barrel full of oil, kais, a jar, kais, a cup, moe shemen, of oil. As if to show he still needs this house. Amavazitcha, Mazitcha says like this. Hani plus the meaning of these three things, Shavimu Rabbonik Yilchasa Bloy Taima. These three things are halacha, Rabbonim made up with Rabbonim, without a tam. Chod, the one is her, this halacha. That when a father marries off his first son, in the house, he means automatically to be makman to give him over that house. Unless the father is using it also for still house. He's the chod, the second one. Yom Rav Yudam HaShmuel. Even though the father, the husband, writes off all his property to his wife, we say he does not really mean it to give it to her. He only means to make her an apotropis to take care of the kid's property. Either was the third one. The Yama Rav, monali biyodcha. You have $100 of mine. Tnu leplaini, give it over to somebody else to my mishloshtan in front of all of us, in front of the three of us. In other words, you owe me money. So I tell you, instead of giving it to me, I want you to give it to somebody else. So the fact that I tell it to you in front of that person also, that's called the kinyan of Mayim Shloshtan. So even though there's no real sorrow for this, it's like Yerchasam the Rabbanu, Bloy Taima, with such a kinyan, Rabbanu wa Masakin, such as Ach. So Hashbam speaks out, Kach Titi Chomim, if he shall do it, told you, it happens often, Bein Avriyas, there's Kikus Chomim, Lahakna is the kinyan of Edim. Since this happens very often, they made it easy that you do not have to have a special kinyan and adin. Therefore, this called Hilchasa Bloy Taima. All right, we'll stop here.
we're holding Daf Kufmem Dalad Amabes.